The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Well, I honestly, well, I have serious doubts about whether I should even continue this discussion, but I'm going to deal with this one quickly. Right? We were talking about San Francisco and what they are calling the poop patrol, where the sanitation workers can earn $184,000 a year cleaning up other people's, other people's. I was going to chase a rabbit, and I won't. I'll leave that. That's San Francisco. Seattle has a similar problem, although not nearly as bad, but they have a problem as well. Isn't it fascinating that all, and I believe I'm correct, all of the American cities facing this kind of problem are run by the progressive liberal left? I don't know of an exception. If there is, let me know. But to my knowledge, all of the cities in America that are facing these kinds of problems are run by Democrats. Anyway, Seattle, uber far left liberal city, has a similar problem. So the city council got together and said, well, what are we going to do about this? We've got human waste all over the sidewalks in Seattle, and we need to do something about it. So the city council came up with a plan similar to San Francisco. They were going to hire a bunch of sanitation workers to go down to the streets of Seattle each night and power wash. Let me read from the story. All right. Desperate for help with this disgusting environment, two of the courts, now this is the King County Superior Court, was asked, what are you going to do about this? And so they have ordered city council to do this. Okay, so anyway, it says, desperate for help with the disgusting environment, two of the King County Superior Court judges has asked the city. It's pretty bad when the court, you know, begins ordering city council. You got a sanitation problem. All right, let me begin reading again. Desperate for help with the disgusting environment, two of the court's judges have asked the city to please power wash, and forgive me, but I'm reading this story. They have asked the city to please power wash the poop-covered sidewalks. Well, doesn't that sound reasonable? The ultimate answer is to stop people from doing it, all right? But until they can stop that, let's hire a bunch of people to power wash the sidewalks. Well, all of the city council members thought that was a great idea, except, you ready for this? If you're driving your car, hold the steering wheel tightly. If possible, find something to affix your head to your shoulders so it does not spin off into space. According to the Seattle Times, council member Larry Gossett said, and I'm now quoting, he didn't like the idea of power washing the sidewalks because it brought back images of the use of hoses against civil rights activists. Say what? Say what? My goodness. A city council member in Seattle says, we can't power wash the sidewalks because that's too much like when they were using the hoses in the civil rights movement back in the 60s. Are you serious? Are you serious? So he's opposing it, and now city council is rethinking the idea because they don't want to offend anyone. It reminds me, although we haven't been there for years, Troy and I love Dallas, Texas. We used to, years ago when W.A. Criswell was pastor of First Baptist Church in downtown Dallas, that's where Robert Jeffress is pastor now. First Baptist back then had this wonderful pastor's conference every year. They called it Shepherd's Conference. And W.A. Criswell was the gracious host. They were wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. And Joy and I had the wonderful privilege of going down many years, consecutive years, to Dallas and attend this wonderful conference at First Baptist Church. And we just kind of fell in love with Dallas. It is a cool, wonderful city. And I don't know about now, because, again, we haven't been there for, my goodness, we haven't been to Dallas in probably 25 years at least. But back then, it was one of the most incredibly clean cities in America. And we remarked when we were there, look at the sidewalks. They're spotless all over the downtown. Well, one night, the meeting for the pastor's conference went kind of late. And we got in our car, and, you know, usually downtown Dallas is just filled with all kinds of traffic. There was very little traffic, and we decided just to kind of drive around downtown Dallas and check out the sights. And so we're driving around, and during our tours around the city, we came upon several trucks with huge tanks of water and high-powered water cannons. And they power washed the streets in Dallas. The sidewalks. I could be wrong on this, but I believe they did that every night. That these big trucks with gigantic tanks of water and these powerful sprays, water cannons, and they would go late at night and they would power wash all of the sidewalks in Dallas, Texas, so that when everyone came back the next morning, they were completely clean, just spotless. Who would have ever thought that that would be reminiscent of the hoses they used during the civil rights days? My goodness. So here's a headline I'm looking at. Seattle area councilman, hosing poop-covered sidewalks is racially insensitive. Racially insensitive to clean the sidewalks. You don't... Yeah. The PC people, the political correct thing, and now the focus, everything is racism. Now, I've said this thousands of times. I hate racism. Racism should be rejected. It should be exposed. It should be condemned. But my goodness, folks, we have come to the place where almost everything is viewed through the lens of racism. And so in Seattle, they're debating, should we be able to power wash the sidewalks, or is that racially insensitive? No, it's not racially insensitive. It's not insensitive. It's insane. It's insane. All right, quick break. We'll return.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
You know, if you were to tell me, you know, Bob, I just don't think I can vote Republican anymore. Too many hypocrites. They have wandered away from their platform, and I don't think I can vote Republican anymore. I don't know that I would, I don't know that I would agree, but you know, I'd say, okay, I understand. I don't necessarily agree, but I understand. On the other hand, if someone tells me, you know what, I think I'm going to just vote for Democrats from now on, I don't get that. I don't get that. I am not a Republican Party loyalist. If you're a regular listener to this program, you know that. I often criticize Republicans, the Republican Party, and our local Republican politics, I think, just stinks. Locally, here in Central Ohio. But I've said before, the Democrats have become the godless party. And I've had people get really upset with me about that. But it's true. The Democratic National Committee met this past weekend. And this past weekend, the Democratic National Committee, for the very first time, passed a resolution recognizing, quote, the ethical soundness and importance of religiously unaffiliated Americans. What we're talking about are the nuns, not Catholic nuns, N-O-N-E-S, people in America that have no religious affiliation whatsoever. That doesn't mean that they're necessarily atheist or agnostic. They just say, I'm not into religion. I have no religion. I don't go to church. I don't want to be in a church. I don't have any religion. I don't claim any religion. They are nuns, N-O-N-E-S. For the very first time, the Democratic National Committee has recognized again, quote, the ethical soundness and importance of religiously unaffiliated Americans. And they stated they share the Democratic Party's values. People with no religion, no acknowledgement of God. And again, I'm not saying they're atheists, and they're not saying that, but they have no acknowledgement of God or religion. They're just secular. The resolution was suggested by the Secular Coalition of America. The Secular Coalition of America is an organization that lobbies on the behalf of atheists, like the Freedom from Religion Foundation, Americans for the Separation of Church and State, the American Humanist Association, and so forth. The Secular Coalition of America. These are a bunch of atheists. The atheists came to the Democratic National Committee and said, why don't you pass a resolution recognizing us. The coalition, this is the Secular Coalition of America, said it was the first time the party had, quote, embraced American non-believers. The atheists are praising the Democratic Party for acknowledging them. And by the way, the resolution passed unanimously except for one abstention. I'm quoting, the religiously unaffiliated demographic represents the largest religious group within the Democratic Party. This is the resolution from the Democrats. The religiously unaffiliated demographic represents the largest religious group within the Democratic Party, growing from 19% in 2007 to 1 in 3 today, approximately 33%. In other words, one-third of all Democrats in America are religiously unaffiliated. Again, quoting, "The Democratic Party is an inclusive organization that recognizes that morals, values, and patriotism are not unique to any particular religion and are not necessarily reliant on having a religious worldview at all." Now, if you've ever read George Washington's farewell address when he was leaving office as the first president of the United States, George Washington, often referred to as the father of our country, said absolutely explicitly in his farewell address, "The government that we are presenting to you is dependent upon religion." One of our founding fathers. Absolutely dependent upon religion. The Democratic Party, in a resolution passed just this past weekend, said, "Nah, we don't need religion anymore." The religiously unaffiliated overwhelmingly share the Democratic Party's values. Again, quoting from the resolution, "With 70% voting for Democrats in 2018, 80% supporting same-sex marriage, and 61% saying immigrants make American society stronger." The resolution says the Democratic National Convention recognizes the value, ethical soundness, and importance of the religiously unaffiliated demographic. Oh, the resolution also condemned religious people. Yeah, praises the non-religious and criticizes the religious. Those most loudly claiming that morals, values, and patriotism must be defined by their particular religious views have used those religious views with misplaced claims of religious liberty to justify public policy that has threatened the civil rights and liberties of many Americans, including but not limited to the LGBT community, women, ethnic and religious non-religious minorities. So last weekend, the Democratic National Committee went on record praising atheists and religiously unaffiliated and severely criticizing those that are religious. That is your Democratic Party today.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.